Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
What do you think of when you hear Packers-Bears rivalry?
Well, I hear Bears versus Packers first. And,
the oldest and best rivalry in the NFL. Bears, Packers, Soldier Field, Sunday. It's going to be something special.
Most of the coaches that come in, they always say,
looking at our goals for the program. The number one goal we'll have is to beat Green Bay.
We will proudly stand as a 95th team in the history of the Green Bay Packers when we kick Chicago's ass.
There's been some bad blood over the years.
Charles Martin took the shot at McMahon well after the ball was thrown and slammed him to the turf.
Quick throw, picked off Urlacher. And Brian Urlacher will cruise down the sideline and coast for the touchdown.
I'm happy to say we're up in the all-time standings.
Oh, hell yeah!
Matt Nagy, when we asked him about Fields, he said there's a confidence. It's in his DNA.
He's such a dynamic athlete, and he can make plays in the pocket. He's a really good young quarterback that should have a bright future in this league.
Stone cold killer.
For the last, 14, it's going to be how you play against Green Bay is going to determine what happens in the North.
Blitz is on. Rodgers scrambles.
He's
left. Winds up.
Rainbow.
He's got Cobb at the 10 to the 5.
Yes!
To the end zone. Touchdown. And NFC North Division championship dagger.
The Bears have won it. 24-17 over the Green Bay Packers. The NFC North 2018 division champion.
That's how special a rivalry is.
Now we go. It's go time.
More arrogance by Matt Nagy. Now if they could just take it and shove it up you know where.
Thank you so much, and go Bears.
Beat the Packers.
One, two, three.
And here we go. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
How can you not be excited now? It's Packer Week. First place in the division is on the line. And there are actually, what are they called? Expectations around these parts. This is fun, man.
Yeah, it is fun. That felt good, that open. A lot of times Tanny goes for jokes and executes that well. This was drama, tension,
sports,
excitement. Yes, very sportsy. I remember being a kid and realizing that the networks, just before they started the actual NFL game broadcast, would give you what I used to call the good hype. Oh boy, here's Dick Enberg's voiceover.
Yeah.
Over a 2-minute produced piece with like dramatic music and people bashing into each other and good stats and well-written prose by somebody. That open had that feel to it. And I'm ready. Bears Packers is a thing, and this week feels like it could be important along the scheme of things. It's in play anyway.
Yeah, it's in play. And here's the thing. If you came into the season with almost no expectation and now you have some hope and excitement for the result of an individual football game, right there, that's progress. It's more than you expected. It's more than I expected, like if you fall into that camp.
That's true. And it's on two fronts for me. Like we're mentioning in transition, there's the Justin Fields front, and then there's this defense versus Rodgers front where I'm wondering just how good this defense could be this year.
And the defense is very good, and maybe it'll be great, and I think that is a totally valid thing, obviously. It's just not new, right? Bears fans are used to great defenses, and so, we've seen it for so long. To me, this stretch, man, I don't know how much of the Tampa game you watched last night, but they're the Super Bowl champs, and they can do a lot of damage, especially, you know, you can't run against them, and their offense is explosive. That's next week. And this week you get your most hated rival, your neighbor to the north, Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers. Like, you get to see Justin Fields and this team and this defense and this coach and this season go up against these two guys and these two teams. They met in the NFC Championship game last year. Like, this is a very fun measuring stick stretch of the schedule to see, like, how the hell do you stack up against the best?
In regards to an early aside in that long sentence there.
Yeah, it was a couple sentences.
That's okay. It was fine.
Yeah.
I did not watch much of the Tampa Bay and Philly game. I had isolation on Giants-Dodgers. Oh, and it was delicious, and we will talk about it right up until the point that it was enraging.
Yes.
Delicious up to enraging. But
Tough ending for a great sporting event.
I watched the long-form replay of the Buccaneers. Buccaneers and the Eagles today, and I'll try to catch that in a little more of an extended fashion so we can scout for them for next week. But your point is clear. Packers and then Bucks for this Bears team.
Yeah, the measuring stick aspect of it is cool because obviously Justin Fields will not compare favorably to Aaron Rodgers, and obviously he will not compare favorably to Tom Brady, clearly. But you hope that you have your Hall of Famer. Like, that's where we still are here. There has not been anything that's happened to Justin Fields that diminishes the hope for what his ceiling is. So, of course, he is competing against the Packers defense and the Bucks defense, and so all of the coach speak and the cliches are, what's it like to go up against Aaron Rodgers? I'm not going up against Aaron Rodgers. I'm going up against the Green Bay defense. And that is legit, like, logically true. But for us as fans, for us as observers watching the game, man, Justin Fields is going to shake Aaron Rodgers' hand. They are going to interact. Rodgers is not going to be in Green Bay much longer. You have some hope that someday soon this could be the beginning of some sort of passing of the torch where the Bears, God forbid, could have the best quarterback in the NFC North.
I don't know, man. I still think Rodgers might come play here sometime.
I don't think that's happening.
It's just not going to happen, man, is what he said the other day.
I know.
Yeah, no.
It's just fun.
You've got that opportunity, and they will interact. They will have a moment of some kind after the game. And Rodgers has respect for the Bears and the fans and the rivalry, but just not the quarterbacks in it. And
yeah,
that's understandable. He was able to rattle off a hot four of the 16 that he has faced during his time with the Packers.
It has not been a fair fight recently, yeah, even if it has been obviously a very evenly matched rivalry since the beginning of football. But it's just there is still that hope and that optimism that it's there. And I don't know if you saw this, but so the Packers played the Bengals last week, and Joe Burrow and Aaron Rodgers, you know, met after the game and they had a little conversation, and Rodgers was asked what he told Joe Burrow, and he said, I told him, slide. You're too damn talented to take big hits. You know, you've got a big future in this league. Slide when it's appropriate. And it's a little thing. We know that Tom Brady sometimes will shun the opposing team's quarterback, namely if his name is Nick Foles. But it's kind of cool to think about Justin Fields getting to brush up against that level of greatness here over the next couple of weeks if you are dreaming that, you know, a guy like that could one day wear a Bears uniform.
Yeah.
And I still do hold out hope that I will see a franchise quarterback for the Bears in my lifetime on that level of greatness.
I know you say, or at least yesterday when we touched on this a little bit in a different way, you said you weren't hope trafficking. Are you hope trafficking today with yourself, maybe even a little bit? Here's why I ask, because
yeah,
I feel like I'm being hope trafficked. Maybe it's because I don't have a lot of hope for this weekend, and I feel
maybe
like it's being tested.
What I mean is, it's a measuring stick. Maybe they will not measure up. Right? But, like, the Packers have been in back-to-back NFC Championship
right
games.
Yeah, sometimes you take the measuring stick to something and you're like, oh, that's way shorter than I thought it was.
Yeah, they might fail. Right? Like, but they were a big underdog. underdog to the Raiders.
Well, like, that's too bad. My son is still only 3'6". That's unfortunate.
Yeah, he's not going to make the NBA.
Shouldn't have brought that measuring stick out so fast.
I hate when they use the measuring stick against me in the bedroom. But yeah, it's just it's a weird. Is it hope trafficking? Maybe, but if they lost to the Raiders, or if Andy Dalton was still playing, this period of time, this particular 2-week stretch, would not be nearly as interesting. But they beat the Raiders.
They did.
First place is on the line.
I was there. I chose to go to the game and everything.
Yeah, I chose to make money on it and get drunk with a casino magnet. we both were successful. But you have this thing like we're now for the next, you know, there's a little bit of, there's still long-term hope, but there is short-term hope that maybe Aaron Rodgers squashes like he's done his entire damn life.
And that shoves it up our giggy one more time in a very familiar and uncomfortable fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is certainly in play.
Sure.
That's why they're 6-point favorites. That is the odds-on favorite to occur here. But like right now, today, before Devontae Adams has 11 catches for 155 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Oh, God.
Like right now, today, we get to dream about the measuring stick, man. And to see, like, maybe, just maybe, Fields balls out and there's a glimpse. And Aaron Rodgers after the game's like, damn, that kid's going to be special
that
for a long, long time.
Special. Bears found one.
Like, how great would that be?
And we hear that. We get
how great would that be?
Rodgers validation.
Bears lose like 34-30, but Fields goes for 320 and 3 touchdowns. Monday, and Rodgers is like, that kid's special,
Monday
man.
Monday would be a lot of fun, and there'd be some of us lobbying for chicken. Even on a loss.
Oh.
On a 34-30 loss where Rodgers puts the seal of approval on Fields.
I'll buy the chicken. I buy the chicken if they lose, but Rodgers compliments Justin Fields in a meaningful way. And, like a meaningful compliment because he earned it.
300 yards and 2 touchdowns, too.
Yeah, he's got to ball out.
Yeah, it would ball out.
He's got to earn
250 plus. 250 plus, couple of touchdowns, seal of approval, and a loss, like a cover. A cover.
Yeah, he's just got a. If that compliment from Aaron Rodgers feels earned and genuine.
You're buying chicken.
I'm buying chicken.
Man, that's exciting.
And then the next week, you could get the exact same thing from Tom Brady. You get to see if your quarterback measures up to the dudes who have dominated a generation of football.
All right, you're going to help fill me with positive images.
Right now,
the negative image that's in my mind, for some reason, I'm picturing Eddie Jackson and Tayshaun Gibson with their hands up, looking at each other going, I thought you had him. I thought you had him.
Yeah.
As somebody that's just
reasonable.
Sprinted by for a touchdown. Give me a positive one.
All right,
every negative one, I want
positive
you to give me.
Positive
image. Yeah, give me one.
I'm Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
I'm on the sideline.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
And my arms are crossed.
Okay.
Because the Bears are just rushing for 5.5 yards per carry, and Justin Fields is picking them apart like bap, bap, bap.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, like right down
and
the field.
Rodgers is impatient but can't do anything about it.
He can't get on the field.
Yeah.
Because the Packers rush defense sucks.
That's good. That's
and
good.
Mustafa and Daniels and Whitehair are just pushing him around.
Okay.
And Olin Krutz is tweeting out exclamation points
because
Rodgers is just on the sideline, helpless.
All right, that's good.
What about that as an image?
So for every negative one I give you, you'll give me
a
positive one.
I got you.
All right, I got Alec Ogletree lying on the ground, face down, but he raises his head and just sees Robert Tonyan running by him with the ball, having broken a tackle,
sure.
And puts his head back down in the grass, like pounds the fist in the grass.
Yeah, no, that's a reasonable concern.
Yeah.
He's
just been beaten on a seam route.
Aaron Rodgers targets the slow guys. Yeah, that is a reasonable concern. All right, I got another positive.
Right, give me a good one. Give
I got
me
a positive
one.
For
need
you.
One, need one.
Packers offensive line is still injured, and Khalil Mack and Robert Quinn just meet like pop right at Aaron Rodgers. They make an Aaron Rodgers sandwich, and they get up, and they don't know like who's going to get credit with the sack. Is it going to be a half sack for you? Is it going to be a half sack for me? Let's celebrate together. Let's just do the big swing, and then they're just going to be celebrating all on top of each other.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
All right, I like that.
Yeah.
I like
and
that.
And maybe he gets up as a limper.
Yeah.
Maybe they turn Rodgers into a limper. On Sunday. What an image that would be, huh?
We were talking
Who's excited about that?
We were talking about scammers.
Yeah.
And you're asking people to text in their scam stories, even though we've done the segment before, and Shane would like to kill us if we do it again.
Yeah.
But Shane, you'll appreciate this text. I fell victim to a scammer who was also a limper. I'm not certain if the limp was part of the scam, but they got me. Damn limpers.
Hmm.
You never know when they might turn into scammers. Maybe that was part of my trepidation on the bridge out there in Vegas.
Did I say casino magnet?
Magnet.
Magnet. Yeah, N-A-T-E.
N-A-T-E is still pronounced magnet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
People said I'm going to be like attracted to or attached to a magnet. No, a wealthy and influential business
first
person.
Time I ever heard that word was when Jackie O had married Aristotle Onassis, a shipping magnet of Greek origin. And I was like, oh.
Jackie Onassis?
Yeah.
You're an old dude. That's an old reference.
Yeah. I don't know if she had married him, but
yeah,
Jackie O and Aristotle Onassis, a shipping magnet. Right. I like to think of myself as a shipping magnet, but I don't have any money. I just ship magnets. I ship a lot of magnets.
That makes sense.
You need some, I'll ship them for you wherever you want.
Wouldn't a shipping magnet be a magnet that ships things? A magnet shipper would be somebody who ships magnets.
Right. So if I was a shipping magnet,
you would be a literal magnet shipping anything.
A magnet, like that's where I put my packages. Put it on top of the magnet. The magnet ships them for you.
Or a magnet that coordinates logistics of boats in the water.
Man, that would be a high-performing magnet.
It would.
You'd rather be a magnet shipper. No, you'd rather be the shipping magnet than a magnet shipper.
Yeah, I mean, how many magnets out there are controlling waterways?
Yeah, not enough.
Not enough. Aristotle Onassis.
Probably none.
Aristotle Onassis did.
I'm glad we settled that.
See?
Yeah.
It's a semantics game.
Sure. Olin Krutz will join us at 3 o'clock, and maybe we'll provide more positive imagery. Visualization, right? That's like a thing that people talk about in therapy.
Yeah, that's what you were doing for me.
Positive visualization can lead to actualization for Bears and Packers. Next on The Score.
There's something inside that they can't get to, that they can't touch. It's yours.
What are you talking about?
Hope.
Hope. Let me tell you something, my friend. Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope can drive a man insane.
All right, they ran the ball for 7 yards, and then they ran the ball for 5 yards, and then they ran the ball for 5 yards, and then it's second and short, and they're at like the 40-yard line, and they play action, and then it's just Darnell Mooney leaving Kevin King in his dust for a 60-yard touchdown, and it just lands there beautifully, and then they zoom in with a good Fox camera, and they see Darnell Mooney smiling because he knows Andy Dalton wouldn't have gotten it to me.
Hold on.
What's up?
Is second and five, second and short? Ran the ball for seven, ran the ball for five, so that's a first down, reset it first and 10, and then you said second and short. Is second and five second and short?
Yeah, you're ahead of the sticks on second and short.
Second and third and below is second and short.
Second and three or below? Second and short?
I'm sorry.
Second and third.
I said second and third.
Yeah.
Baseball in the brain, you know, speaks.
Yeah. Second and third,
it's football
you
got
to drive both those runners in.
You have to.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just a little bloop.
Second and three
a bingle,
and under.
A duck snort.
All right, we'll ask Olin if second and five is second and short.
He's the Michael Jordan of offensive line play.
Okay, we'll ask him.
I think it's not, but you were rolling. You were on
fire.
I was imagining Darnell Mooney smiling as the deep ball went into his hands. That's what he said during OTAs.
That's right.
He said it was smiling, and he looked at it. All right, so you came with the good imagery there.
Yeah.
I didn't even have time to get a bad image.
I don't want you to. The bad image is the injury report. Whew, a lot of big names on there, Spiegs.
Yeah.
Allen Robinson with his ankle. Allen Ankleson.
Allen Ankleson. He's got a strained Robin. That's too bad.
He's a limper.
He's got a Robinson.
Allen Ankleson is a limper.
Can't have him.
There's a sentence that makes sense on this show today.
Can't have Allen Ankleson limping out there.
We need a full-strength Ankleson, I think. I've always thought so. Here's the bad image. The bad imagery, really, is the entire history of our adult lives.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem.
Sure.
So I've got bad history, the entire history of our adult lives. I've got Randall Cobb running by.
And otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I wouldn't dare just talk about the Bears. Talking about, you know, your romantic existence, my financial existence, talking about, you know, everything that's bad in all of our lives.
It's been pretty good for me. Just kidding.
Wow.
Just kidding.
The
joke was in the lack of relatability.
Shane, you want to hang out this weekend, Spiegs?
Yeah, I do, man. Hey, Shane, Danny's bad stuff's still coming, am I right?
Yeah.
Just a little delayed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming.
It's true.
It's coming. That big old karmic correction
divorce
is on
a
its
bitch.
Way.
Yeah,
you know?
Who knows? Would you say you know? Who are you asking? That's not nice.
No, come on.
Khalil Mack. Foot, also a limper.
Foot. Oh, no.
Yeah, he's a limper. Khalil. He didn't practice all week.
Khalil Foot is an Allen ankle.
He's really macking around out there.
Yeah, yeah. Khalil Mack with the foot, but he's going to play.
Yeah, he's going to play, probably. I think they're all going to play. Again, positive. Akeem Hicks will play.
Who did not practice? Did any of these guys not practice? Is that the deal?
Yeah, well, Mack didn't practice.
Oh, boy. I don't like that.
Matt Nagy says that Damian Williams, he's not expecting him to play. So it's, you know, it's Khalil Herbert time.
Yeah. I mean, he can't play, right?
Damian Williams, he has to get two positive tests within 24 hours.
Two negative tests.
No, he doesn't.
Two negative tests.
Yeah. Two positive pregnancy tests is what he needs.
That's right.
Yeah. No, you're right. Two negative tests within 24 hours.
Now, Hicks and Robinson practiced today.
Okay.
Khalil Mack did not, all listed as questionable.
How about Ankleson?
Ankleson was out there, limited.
Okay.
He's out there limping around. Which all makes right. sense.
Yeah. Did we cover anything, actually? Did we get anywhere?
No, but Olin Kreutz will explain everything. Olin next on the score.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.